All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are diving deep into something that's changing the game in AI.
Go.
And it has this kind of almost like a sci-fi movie feel to it, but it's totally real and it's happening right now.
Yeah.
We're talking about something called Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RAG for short. And it's basically this revolutionary technique that makes those AI chatbots we see everywhere, like
Right.
way smarter,
Way smarter. Yeah.
more trustworthy, and a lot less likely to spit out those like kind of crazy hallucinations we've all heard about.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm really excited to get into this with you today.
Yeah, me too.
So, we hear all this buzz about how smart these this large language models are, these LLMs, right?
Yeah.
But it sounds like they have a bit of a like a weak spot, like an Achilles heel.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
So can you kind of break that down for us? What is it that makes these LLMs, sometimes stumble?
Okay, so think of it this way. You've got this massive, like, supercomputer brain, right? Stuffed with all the information in the world up to a certain point. And that point is the moment it was trained. So everything after that, it's basically a black hole for the LLM.
I see.
So you ask it about something that happened yesterday or even, 5 minutes ago, and it's like asking a history book to give you breaking news.
So it's kind of like stuck in the past.
It's frozen in time, yeah.
Okay, so that makes total sense. It's like trying to get directions from a map that hasn't been updated in like a decade. Not exactly reliable, really.
Right, not at all. And that's where RAG comes in.
Okay, so tell me, how does RA fix this problem?
RAG is all about giving LLMs access to external information to stuff that's happening right now. Think of it like connecting your AI to a live feed of the internet, to news articles, research databases, anything relevant to the task at hand.
So it's like giving it a constant update.
Exactly, a constant stream of fresh information.
Gotcha. So it's never out of touch.
So no more out of touch AI. I can definitely see the appeal there.
Yeah, and the potential.
But I'm curious, how does this actually play out in the real world? Can you give me an example?
Sure. Let's say you're trying to get an answer about a specific legal case. Now, an LLM alone, it might struggle with this, especially if the case involves, recent developments or very specific details.
It's like asking a lawyer who hasn't, read any law journals in years.
Exactly. They'd have the general knowledge, but not the specifics to really nail the case.
Yeah, they'd be missing those key precedents. So
Exactly.
how does RAG change that?
Well, imagine that lawyer had a team of like super efficient paralegals who could instantly pull up every relevant case file, every legal precedent, every update, and hand it all to the lawyer in a neatly organized folder.
That's impressive.
That's essentially what AI does for LLMs.
So it's like giving our AI a whole
So,
legal dream team
yeah, working behind the scenes.
to make sure it has all the right information.
Exactly, to ensure the most informed and accurate answer.
That's brilliant. But I have to ask, RAG,
Oh, yeah.
couldn't they come up with a like a snappier name for this?
I've wondered that myself.
Like knowledge fusion or something.
Yeah, right.
Dynamic insight engine.
Is that something a little more,
Catchy.
Yeah, catchy. Even Patrick Lewis, the guy who actually, coined the term,
Really?
admitted he kind of regrets it. He's joked that he should have called it something cooler.
Yeah, RAG just doesn't quite have the same ring to it, does it?
Not really.
But okay, bad naming aside,
Yeah.
what are some of the big wins we see with this approach? Like, what are the major advantages of using RAG?
Okay, so one of the biggest advantages is efficiency. Think about it. Instead of constantly retraining these massive LLMs with every new piece of information, which would be a computational nightmare,
Yeah, I can imagine.
RAG just lets them tap into external sources as needed. It's like giving them a library card instead of making them memorize every book.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Absolutely.
And this also means that LLMs can stay up to date with the latest info without needing a complete overhaul.
So they're constantly learning.
Yeah, constantly evolving. And that keeps their responses relevant and accurate.
And that's crucial, especially in fields like medicine,
Oh, that's okay.
probably, where things are changing all the time.
All the time, yeah.
So we're talking about keeping those financial forecasts on point or having access to like the latest medical research.
Exactly. That's where RAG really shines.
It sounds like it. But I'm also thinking about the trust factor here. Doesn't our RAG also have an impact on how much we trust these AI systems?
You're absolutely right. See, one of the big things with RAG is that it provides citations.
Oh, interesting.
For its answers.
Okay.
It's like checking the footnotes in a research paper, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you can see where the information's coming from.
Exactly. And this transparency, it builds trust.
That makes a lot of sense. You're not just blindly accepting what the AI tells you.
Right.
You can actually trace it back to the source.
Exactly. It's more like a collaboration than just, you know, taking orders from a machine.
Right. It's more like a partnership.
Yeah, a partnership. That's a good way to put it.
And it sounds like it's not just users who benefit from this, right?
Yeah.
What about the developers? How does RAG impact their work?
Oh, it's huge for developers. Because now they have more control over the AI's behavior.
Oh, I see.
They can choose which information sources to include.
Okay.
They can fine-tune the search process.
Right, right.
And even troubleshoot issues without needing to, you know, retrain the entire model.
So it's a lot more kind of targeted and efficient.
Exactly. Much more efficient.
Okay. So we've got cost-effectiveness, up-to-date info, increased trust,
yep,
more control for developers.
Yeah.
It sounds like RAG is ticking a lot of boxes here.
It really is.
But I have to admit, I'm really curious about the technical magic behind it all.
Okay.
Like, how does this actually work at a deeper level?
All right. So at its core, RAG is all about translating external data into a language that AI can understand.
Okay.
And it does this using something called embeddings.
Embeddings.
Embeddings, yeah. It's kind of like converting text into numerical coordinates.
Oh, interesting.
Like mapping words and concepts into this like multi-dimensional space.
So it's like creating a map of meaning that the AI can navigate.
Exactly. A map of meaning. That's a great way to put it.
Okay, that makes sense. But with so much information out there, how does RAG find the right stuff quickly?
That's where semantic search comes in.
Okay.
And this is a step up from traditional, you know, keyword search,
right,
which can be very literal.
Yeah.
And miss the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Semantic search goes deeper. It analyzes the intent and the meaning behind the user's query.
I see. So it's not just matching words.
Exactly.
It's understanding the context.
It's about understanding what the user actually wants to know.
Yeah. That's impressive.
And then finally, the retrieved information is carefully integrated into the LLM's prompt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like giving the LLM a cheat sheet with all the key facts and figures.
Okay.
But instead of just, you know, spitting them out,
yeah,
it can actually synthesize the information,
right,
and create a coherent, insightful response.
And that's where the real magic happens, right?
Yeah, that's where it gets really interesting.
It's taking that raw information and turning it into something meaningful.
Exactly. And the applications, oh, they're vast.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued. Let's dive into those real-world applications.
Okay.
I want to hear how RAG is already making a difference in different fields.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so let's start with, let's say, medicine. What kind of impact is RAG having in healthcare?
Okay, so imagine a medical AI assistant that instead of just offering general health tips,
right,
can actually access the latest research papers,
okay,
clinical trial data, even patient records.
That's next level stuff.
To assist doctors in making diagnoses.
So it's like having a whole team of specialists backing you up.
Yeah, a team of specialists at your fingertips.
Crunching data and providing insights that a human doctor might not have time to even think about.
Exactly. It's not even just about speed.
Right.
Think about the potential for reducing errors.
Yeah.
RJ could help catch things that might be missed in a routine examination.
That makes sense.
Especially when dealing with rare or complex conditions.
Right. Those critical details can get lost in a mountain of data.
Exactly.
And having an AI assistant that can sift through all that and flag potential red flags, that's a game changer for patient care.
Absolutely. It's like having a second set of eyes.
Constantly scanning for those hidden clues.
Yeah, constantly analyzing and learning.
Okay, so we've got potentially faster, more accurate diagnoses, personalized treatment, maybe even faster development of new drugs.
Potentially, yeah.
It sounds like RJ could really transform healthcare as we know it.
I think so. It's certainly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
But what about other fields? You mentioned finance earlier. Mm-hmm. How is RAG shaking things up there?
Oh, finance is another area where RAG is having a huge impact.
Sorry.
Think about the sheer volume of data that financial analysts have to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
Market trends,
mm-hmm,
economic indicators,
right,
news reports.
It's overwhelming.
Company filings.
It's like trying to drink from a fire hose.
It's endless. And a lot of it changes in an instant.
Right. Trying to stay ahead of the curve in the financial world is like trying to, I don't know, like trying to surf a tidal wave.
Yeah. It's a constant deluge of information.
You need to be able to react instantly to shifts in the market.
Exactly.
So where does Auth fit into all of this?
RGAG can provide real-time analysis of that data, identify emerging trends, even generate predictive models to help investors make more informed decisions.
So it's like having an AI Warren Buffett whispering stock tips in your ear.
Yeah, something like that.
Constantly analyzing the data and spotting opportunities that a human might miss.
It's like having a super-powered calculator for the stock market.
Exactly.
Of course, you always have to be cautious with AI-generated insights.
Right. It's a tool.
It's a tool.
Not a crystal ball.
Right. But having that extra layer of analysis can be incredibly valuable.
Especially in such a fast-paced and complex field.
Absolutely.
So we've seen how RAG is revolutionizing things for doctors and financial analysts.
Yeah.
But what about those of us who aren't, you know, medical experts or Wall Street wizards? How can everyday people benefit from this technology?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. Because remember how we talked about running RAG on a personal computer?
Yeah.
Imagine having access to your own personalized knowledge base.
Okay.
One that includes all your notes.
Oh, wow.
Your documents.
I like where this is going.
Your research papers.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
So it's like having all your information, everything you've ever learned or read.
All in one place, instantly accessible.
Okay, now you're talking my language. I can already see myself using this to, like, finally organize that mountain of research articles I've been hoarding.
I know, right?
But how would that actually work in practice?
Okay, let's say you're writing a report on a particular topic.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of spending hours, you know, trawling through the internet and your files.
Right.
You could simply ask your RAG system to summarize the key findings.
Okay.
Pull up relevant quotes.
Wow.
Even identify connections between different sources that you might have missed.
So it's like having a research assistant who knows everything you've ever read.
Exactly.
And can instantly pull up the most relevant information.
Even if you can't remember where you saw it.
That's amazing. And this could apply to so many different things, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like planning a trip, learning a new skill.
Yeah. Any task where you need to access and synthesize information.
It's like having a personalized tutor for anything you want to learn. And the fact that you can do all this on your own computer using your own data, that's incredible. But wouldn't that take a lot of technical know-how to set up?
It's definitely getting easier.
Yeah.
There are already open source tools and platforms that let you experiment with R.
Oh, cool.
And as the technology develops, I expect we'll see even more user-friendly applications.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So it's really moving from the realm of, you know, research labs into the hands of individuals.
That's exciting.
Yeah, which is really exciting.
It's like the early days of the internet when people were just starting to grasp the possibilities.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Who knows what kinds of amazing applications people will come up with once they start playing around with R.
It's hard to say, but that's what makes it so exciting.
It really is.
We're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And as we continue to explore this technology, it's important to remember that it's a tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
That's a great point. It's all about how we choose to use it and what safeguards we put in place.
Exactly.
But before we dive into the ethical implications, which I definitely want to do, I think it's time to take a step back and kind of recap what we've learned so far about RAG.
Okay, so that's good.
What are the key takeaways that our listeners should remember?
All right, so let's break it down. What is RAG all about? Well, first and foremost, it's about enhancing the capabilities of those large language models by connecting them to external data sources.
Right, giving them access to the world beyond their initial training.
Exactly. And this addresses some of the limitations of LLMs, like being stuck with outdated information or making those factual errors.
Yeah, those hallucinations we talked about.
Right, the hallucinations.
Which can be a big problem if you're relying on AI for important decisions.
Absolutely.
So addressing that reliability issue, that's one of the big wins with RAG.
Yeah, reliability is key.
By grounding the AI's responses in verifiable information, it just makes the whole system more trustworthy.
Exactly. It increases trust and robustness.
And it's not just about accuracy either. RAG also opens up this whole new world of applications, right?
Oh, yeah. Tons of applications.
We've talked about medicine, finance, personalized learning, but I feel like we're just scratching the surface here.
I think so, too.
As the technology gets more mature and more accessible,
right,
we're going to see a wave of innovation.
Yep.
People are going to find all sorts of creative ways to integrate RAG into things we haven't even thought of yet.
It's going to be exciting to see what people come up with.
It really is. It's like giving people a new set of tools and then just watching them build amazing things.
Yeah, it's empowering.
But I also think it's important to acknowledge the potential downsides. Mm-hmm. We talked about data security, making sure these systems are used responsibly.
Absolutely. Those are crucial considerations.
It's like we're entering a new frontier.
Yeah, a new era.
And it's up to us to set the rules of the road, so to speak.
We need to be thoughtful about how we use this technology.
Absolutely. But ultimately, I'm optimistic about the future of RAG. I think it has the potential to revolutionize how we learn, how we work, and how we interact with the world around us.
I agree. It's a powerful technology with immense potential for good.
And as long as we approach it with both enthusiasm and a healthy dose of caution.
Right. We need both.
I believe RAG can help us create a more informed, more efficient, and ultimately more equitable world.
Well said. I think that's a great note to end on.
It really is. This has been a truly fascinating deep dive.
Yeah, it has.
I hope our listeners are leaving with a better understanding of what RAG is, how it works, and why it matters. And remember, the future of AI is being shaped right now.
It is.
And it's up to all of us to engage in these conversations.
Absolutely.
And make sure these powerful technologies are used for the benefit of humanity.
That's the key.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive.
My pleasure. Okay, so medicine. Let's start there.
Okay.
Imagine a medical AI assistant that instead of just offering, you know, those general health tips you see everywhere.
Right, right.
It can actually dig into the latest research papers.
Okay.
Clinical trial data.
Wow.
Even patient records.
Okay.
To help doctors with diagnoses.
Wow. So it's like having a whole team of specialists backing you up, right?
Right there at your fingertips.
Crunching data, providing insights that, you know, a human doctor might not even have time to look at.
Exactly. And it's not just about speed either.
Okay.
Think about the potential for reducing errors.
Oh, yeah.
Our RAG could help catch things that might be missed, you know, in a normal exam.
That makes sense.
Especially with rare or complex conditions.
Right, right. Because sometimes those critical details can be hidden in a mountain of data.
Exactly.
And having an AI assistant that can sort through it all and, like, flag potential red flags?
Yeah.
That's huge for patient care.
It really is. It's like having a second set of eyes constantly scanning for those hidden clues.
Okay, so we've got faster, more accurate diagnoses.
Potentially, yeah.
Personalized treatment, maybe even faster development of new drugs. It sounds like RAG could completely transform healthcare.
It's definitely pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It is, it is. But let's move on to another field you mentioned.
Okay.
Finance. How is RAG shaking things up there?
Finance is another area where RAG is having a big impact.
Okay.
Just think about the sheer volume of data that financial analysts have to deal with.
Oh, I know.
Market trends, economic indicators,
news
reports, company filings.
Oh, yeah.
It never stops.
It's like drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah. And a lot of it changes so fast.
Right. Like trying to stay ahead in finance is like, I don't know, it's like trying to surf a tsunami.
Yeah, you said it.
You need to be able to react instantly.
Exactly.
So where does RAG fit into all this?
Well, RAG can actually provide real-time analysis of that data.
Okay.
Identify emerging trends.
I see.
And even generate, like, predictive models to help investors make better decisions.
So it's like having, like, an AI Warren Buffett whispering stock tips in your ear.
Something like that.
But constantly analyzing all that data.
Right. It's like a super-powered calculator for the stock market.
Exactly.
But, you know, you always have to take those AI insights, you know, with a grain of salt.
Of course, of course. It's a tool, not a crystal ball.
Exactly.
But having that extra layer of analysis can be so valuable.
Especially in a field as, you know, complex and fast-paced as finance.
Absolutely. So we've talked about how RAG is revolutionizing things for doctors and financial analysts.
Yeah.
But what about, you know, those of us who aren't medical experts or Wall Street wizards?
Right.
How can everyday people benefit from this technology?
Well, that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Because remember how we talked about, you know, running RA on your own computer?
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine having your own, like, personalized knowledge base.
Wow.
One that has all your notes, documents, research papers.
Okay, I like where this is going. So it's like, it's like all your information, everything you've ever learned or read.
Yeah, all in one place, instantly accessible.
Okay, you're speaking my language now. I could finally organize that mountain of like research articles I've been hoarding for years.
Yeah, right.
But what would that actually look like in practice?
Okay, so let's say you're, you know, writing a report. Instead of spending all that time searching the internet and your file.
Right, right.
You could just ask your RG system, you know, to summarize the key findings from everything.
Okay.
Pull up relevant quotes. Even identify connections between different sources you might have missed.
It's like having a research assistant who's read everything you've ever read.
Yeah.
And can instantly pull up the most relevant information.
Even if you can't remember where you saw it.
That's incredible.
And this could apply to so many things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Planning a trip, learning a new skill.
Right. Anything where you need to access and process a lot of information.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like having a personalized tutor for anything you want to learn.
Yeah.
And to be able to do all this on your own computer with your own data, that's incredible.
And it's getting easier all the time.
Okay.
There are already, you know, open source tools and platforms where you can experiment with RAG.
Oh, cool.
And I think, you know, as the technology continues to develop,
yeah,
we're going to see even more user-friendly applications.
That makes sense.
So it's really moving from, you know, the research labs into the hands of everyday people.
That's so exciting.
It is. It's a very exciting time.
It's like the early days of the internet, you know, when people were just starting to grasp the possibilities.
It has that same kind of energy.
It does. It does. Who knows what people will come up with once they start really playing around with RAG.
It's hard to say, but that's what makes it so exciting.
Right. It's the unknown potential. But as we continue to explore this technology, we have to remember it's a tool. Like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
That's an important point.
So we need to be mindful of that.
We do. So we've talked about RAG in medicine and finance and for personal use.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride.
It has.
And I got to say, I'm starting to see why people are calling this like a revolution in AI.
It really is a kind of a paradigm shift.
Okay, so how so?
Well, we've gone from these like self-contained AI systems, which, you know, they were impressive in their own right.
Yeah.
But they were limited by that like static knowledge they had.
Right. They couldn't really learn new things.
Yeah, exactly. And now we've shifted to this like more dynamic and interconnected approach.
Okay.
Where AI can actually tap into this vast and constantly growing world of information.
Yeah. It's like we've taken the training wheels off and given these AI systems the keys to the library.
Exactly.
But let's break it down for our listeners one more time. What are the big, like the key takeaways about RAG? What do we want them to remember?
All right. So first and foremost, RAG is all about enhancing those large language models.
Right. The LLM.
By connecting them to all those outside data sources.
Right. Giving them access to information beyond their training data.
Exactly. And that addresses those limitations of LLMs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, being stuck with old information or making factual errors, those hallucinations we talked about.
And those hallucinations can be a real problem.
Yeah, especially if you're relying on AI for something important.
Right, like medical advice.
Exactly, or financial planning.
So that's where RAG really shines.
Yeah.
It makes the whole system more reliable.
It does, by grounding those AI responses in actual verifiable information.
Right. It increases the trust factor.
Absolutely.
But it's not just about accuracy.
Right.
RAG also opens up a whole bunch of new applications.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We talked about medicine, finance, personalized learning. But I feel like we're just, you know, we're just scratching the surface here.
Oh, I think so, too.
Like, as this technology develops, it becomes more accessible.
Right.
We're going to see this, like, wave of innovation.
Oh, good, coming.
People are going to find all sorts of ways to use RAG.
I can't wait to see what people come up with.
Me, too. It's really exciting. It's like giving people a new set of tools and then just, like, stepping back and watching them build amazing things.
Yeah. It's empowering.
It is. It is. But, you know, while we're looking at all this potential, we also have to kind of acknowledge the downsides, right?
Absolutely.
We talked about data security.
Yeah, big one.
Making sure these systems are used responsibly.
Those are crucial considerations.
They are. It's like we're entering this new frontier.
It really is a new era.
And we have to like set the rules of the road.
Yeah, we have to be thoughtful about how we use this technology.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But ultimately, you know, I'm optimistic. I think RAG has this amazing potential to change things for the better.
I agree.
It could revolutionize how we learn,
mm-hmm.
how we work,
yeah.
how we interact with the world around us.
It's a powerful technology with huge potential for good.
And as long as we approach it, you know, with both enthusiasm
yeah.
and a healthy dose of caution.
Right. We need both.
I think RAG can really help us create a more informed world,
yeah.
a more efficient world,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately a more equitable world.
I think that's a great point to end on.
It is. This has been such a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
I hope our listeners are leaving today with a better understanding of RAG,
mm-hmm.
what it is, how it works, why it matters.
Yeah.
And remember, the future of AI is being shaped right now.
It is.
And it's up to all of us to, you know, to engage in these conversations.
Absolutely.
And make sure these powerful technologies are used for good.
For the benefit of humanity.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
It was my pleasure.